dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream.
Hi, everybody. This is Debbie Dashinger, and yep, you heard it in the song and in the opening. It is Dare to Dream time, time to take those dreams and see where they're at and where you're at, making them come true. I know that every morning when I wake up, first thing I do, I turn on my smart TV, and I love it because it's smart. And when that smart TV is going, I turn on YouTube and I open it to things like Abraham Hicks and subliminals and other beautiful, beautiful things out there that are so readily, freely available to us to listen to and to help our spirits be lifted. These are times when you really need to be of the light, right? So hopefully you're tuning into this show for the very same thing, because you receive a lot of sustenance here that helps you move forward, recognize things, maybe new points of view you hadn't heard before. And I hope that will be true as well today. Love to deliver that to you and be of service. And of course, we have the amazing Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin, who are back on the show. You can listen to all their previous interviews because they have been spectacular. And I think now more than ever, these messages that they're sharing about who we are and our ego and what is ego doing, how can it be of the light, and what it looks like when it shows up in us in our lives, when it's actually creating damage. I think it's very easy to look out in the world and other people right now and see that. But the blessing is really when we see it in ourselves and we self-correct, we self-regulate. So they'll be on a little later. And I hope you're taking your dreams and turning them into your reality. So I want to talk and focus a little bit on inspiration. Think about the people and experiences that truly inspire you. What is it about them that makes you feel this way? For many of us, we're inspired when we feel something we have never felt before. We feel uplifted when we gain a new insight that changes our perspective completely, and when we learn something new that forever transforms us. This is so perfect to be sharing right now. I am teaching an online class with mostly brand new authors, a couple have written before, called How to Write a Book in 60 Days. So for everybody who's in the online class, I'm teaching the arc of story. And guess what the arc of story is, right? The hero, heroine's journey is, whether it's you in a memoir or a fiction, nonfiction, however, there is an issue. There's something plaguing the hero, heroine, and they have to figure it out. In general, they resist it initially. And then they decide to go on the path. It's very arduous. It's very difficult. Helpers come along the way, right? Just like in life. People, things, whether it's from the other realm or whether it's in this realm, to assist them. And through the journey and through some difficulty, they finally start to break free and learn what their wisdom is, learn what's on the other side. It's sort of a duh moment. Like, of course, it was always there, but I didn't see it. And at the end, then they have this beautiful resolution, denouement. They can talk about the beauty of what occurred and what they now know. It's enlightening to all of us readers. Well, art imitates life, imitates art, imitates life. So each of us that has power, and we do each have power and potency to inspire other people, within all of us lies a wonderful teacher, a soul that greatly inspires others to seek the highest good and to engage fully in life merely by expressing our authentic self. So embrace that inner teacher and know that you have something very valuable to offer everyone around you. Share your lessons freely and receive wisdom from others with openness, joy, and love. The empowering thought I offer you today is, I embrace the teacher within. It was Albert Einstein who said, it is the supreme art of the teacher to awaken joy in creative expression and knowledge. So be the inspiration and teacher that you are today out into the world. wine delivered to your door. And I don't mean the kind of wine that sounds like a little kid who's not happy. I mean the kind of wine that you'll love to drink, share, offer as gifts. I do, actually, to my clients. It's the gift. I love wine so much. I'm certified in wines. And if you love wine too, then go to directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. That's CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. This is wine where the experts go all around the world and pick the best from family-owned boutique wineries. I have been blown away by what I have tasted. Extremely impressed, so I pass it on to you. It's shipped directly to your door, whether it's home or business. Your wine comes with pairing notes, vineyard notes, how to store your wine, and of course, yum, yum, the amazing, exquisite wine itself. Whether you like red, white, one or the other, both, you can choose and pick how you like and discover and enjoy unique and delicious wines now at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Well, they're here, Linda and Nick Martin. Linda's a metaphysician, certified Reiki master teacher, spiritual healer, color sound practitioner, and spiritual medium. Dr. Nicholas is a licensed psychologist, social worker, and certified school psychologist who has worked in clinical, university, public school, and private practice settings as a therapist, educator, and consultant for 30 years. I suggest you check out their books because they are awesome. They definitely have a healing energy to them that's palpable, and they've written a trilogy of books. You can learn more about all the work they do, including their books, at egoandspirit.info. Linda and Nick, welcome back to Dare to Dream. So great to have you here.
Hi, Debbie. We're so happy to be back. It's a joy to be with you once again.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for having us on again. We look forward to talking to you today about the current topic and also speaking to your audience.
Yes, I am so glad you're here. And current topic is higher ego vulnerability damaging your relationships? So that's a mouthful, but also super intriguing. Higher ego vulnerability, like powerful words right there. So let's start with that. What do you mean by higher ego vulnerability?
Okay, well, let me break it down first by saying that our ego vulnerability is really the portion of our ego energy that involves the acceptance of our human imperfection and vulnerability, our acceptance of our weaknesses in healthy kinds of ways. And when we are living in a balanced place with regard to this ego vulnerability, we're really good about ourselves. We can love ourselves unconditionally. We can be accepting of ourselves in ways that are very healthy and work to manage the issues or difficulties or weaknesses that we may experience and that all of us have had or will have. On the other hand, when people's ego energy becomes higher ego vulnerability in nature, they often have a difficult time dealing and accepting themselves as they are. And they often have a difficult time dealing with their weaknesses, their imperfections, their vulnerability. It's if they're fighting it, they're rejecting it, they're resisting it, or they're being consumed by it. And unfortunately, what this often ends up happening is in relationships, these issues oftentimes will come forward. And you'll see people, and I've seen them in therapy, who have a history of interpreting destructively things that people have shared with them that were meant constructively, or they may find rejection from people in their lives where it really was never intended. And so they create this fear-based way of living that they often apply to themselves or apply to the people in their lives, be they their children or their parents or their relationships with companions or their spouse and so on. And so, but they often don't realize it, and that they're often thinking a lot with their emotion. They're thinking with anger, they're thinking with fear, rather than with love and how they go about living their lives, and particularly within relationships.
And if I could just say, getting back to the basics, when we talk about the ego energy and the higher ego vulnerability or whatever type of ego energy we're talking about, I think it's really important for your listeners to know, if they haven't heard us before especially, that ego energy is not a one-size-fits-all energy. It can be very different for each and every one of us, which is why it's broken down into these different categories to help people understand maybe how they can relate to, you know, what their energy is and how they can begin to work with it and heal what needs to be healed.
Mm. I would love an example of when you're talking about going back to basics and how it shows up. I was a little intrigued by the one comment, when people interpret what was intended as constructive feedback, but they perceive it as destructive, and it's very fear-based, and you talked about fear-based and angry. Can you give some example about that interpretation, what might actually be constructive, but someone perceives otherwise?
Okay, one example I could think of involves people who are living in the role of a high-maintenance partner, a partner who oftentimes requires their spouse or their companion to prop them up emotionally, to reaffirm that they are desirable or attractive or smart or so on. And sometimes if a person offers some kind of a comment, their partner, that is intended to support them, they may misinterpret it and take it as if, okay, you said I look okay, or you said I look good, but you didn't say I look great. And as a result, they misinterpret the purpose of it. It was meant well, it was meant positively, but it was like it wasn't good enough. I think sometimes our children can maybe be in the same place where a parent may say something meant to be positive, but they don't take it that way. They about their ability, maybe their athletic performance, and they said they did a good job, but maybe they didn't say it was the best job ever done in the world, you know. And so they take it not in the way that was meant lovingly, but in a way that's almost fear-based, like you should have said something more, you should have showed me more that you really thought it was something important or good or valued than what you said. And so that creates issues in regard to how people work with each other.
So this person would take the feedback that they are receiving from others and apply it to themselves in a more negative way. And it's almost as if the replies from others don't meet their expectations of what, you know, they thought they should say, then, you know, they feel they're not good enough. They feel it wasn't good enough, whatever it is that they are, you know, referring to.
It's like they're filtering it through this filter of fear and vulnerability, and it's almost like they want you to hit them over the head with, no, you did really good. You did really good. It reminds me of the Academy Awards when Sally Field said, you really like me. You really like me. You know, it's like, yeah, we like you. You know, it was like, you know, sometimes people can be very, very insecure in the way they are, and they need to almost really tell them, you know, how great they were, and as opposed to being able to accept something that's more accurate in reflecting approval or acceptance, and once in a while that's okay, but if you keep requiring it from people in your life, particularly if you're in a married relationship or a companionship type relationship, it can be difficult to kind of have to go to have to meet that person's needs to be reaffirmed, to be approved of.
Yeah, absolutely. I even have had this experience with a client where there's this insatiability and, you know, there are highs, but then it's sort of never good enough. What's next? What's next? It's exhausting, actually, to be around.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Pause, actually, to appreciate, celebrate, be in what is right now, I have found.
And the reason why that is these individuals may often find they're looking for they're thinking the problem is out there. It's out there. It's something out there that's not right, that needs to be made right, or in the people I'm working with or living with or what's going on, without realizing, no, really the problem is more in here. It's inside of me. It relates to my difficulty in liking and loving myself. And part of the issue is that sense of vulnerability that's at work. It's at a very basic level, and it's as if our ego energy is trying to help us survive. And surviving and vulnerability are almost like competing forces that the person hasn't come to terms with. The ego is trying to help us survive, And so vulnerability, when it seems to be enhanced or magnified, is something that has to be addressed, unfortunately, in ways that are often non-helpful. And sometimes when you see that person put other people down in order to elevate themselves, that's a reflection of higher ego vulnerability, because it's as if I can't feel good about myself unless I'm putting somebody else down. And that's actually a fear-based way to interact with people.
Fascinating. So how can we help them realize this? How can they help themselves when someone's in the throes of this higher ego vulnerability? How can they become aware of that and perhaps make a healing or a change around that?
I think that's an excellent question. And I think what we talk about is, in some respects, called ego work. If they, in our approach, our strategy, there really are two major approaches. One of them would be the usage of spiritual tools that Linda could speak to, that help us to work from the more spiritual vantage point. The direction I'm talking about deals more with ego, something I've referred to as ego medicine. But the very, very first part is for the person to realize, this isn't working. You know, my life isn't working. It's I'm doing the same kinds of things with different people and finding that my relationships aren't where I want them to be. I don't feel happy. I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel on an even kind of healthy keel over time. It's sort of that up, back and forth, up and down, herky-jerky way. So it really starts with the person, at least intuitively, if not intellectually, sensing something is wrong, and it's not enough to just go get plastic surgery or get a male enhancement product or get some other form of thing that they think is going to fix what's wrong with them, that it's not out there. It's in here. But a lot of times people need to be guided as to in here. And our version of in here really gets after pointing out you're living through this higher ego vulnerability energy, and it's pulling you in these kind of behaviors, these kind of feelings, these kinds of thoughts. And if we can go after that and, you know, do through the usage, I call it ego medicine, where we understand better what ego is, tune into our own ego energy, begin to use more reality-connected thoughts. And that's where, in our books, we try to explain this is a non-reality-connected thought that you are applying to yourself or to other people. A lot of times, people who live in this area, their communication with others is not very good, and they fill in a lot of blanks about people and what people are thinking about them, things that people are not really thinking about them, but they go with it because they don't have another way to kind of test it to make sure it's not right. Or even if they did tell them something, they still would have a hard time believing it. So it's really, from our vantage point, about doing ego work and using what we call ego medicine, understanding what that is, which we spell it out, and then working to create a balanced ego energy. In this case, it would be balanced ego vulnerability related energy, which allows you to accept your imperfections, to not get caught up in comparative. Sometimes one of the things people do is compare themselves with other people. Mm-hmm. If only I looked this way, or if only was this smart, or if only could do this athletic thing, I could like myself. And one of the things in our reality-based thinking is you don't need to do any of that in order to be okay with you. In fact, that won't get you there. You'll find something else that's not right about you. You know, you'll look for something else to change, to make better, because you're still missing the boat. The boat is the ability to be okay with you as you are now, and you don't have to do a darn thing in order for that to happen, except work on being able to see that.
What a blessing. Well, I just to reiterate some of what we heard here about when they're in the throes of this higher ego vulnerability, people want their partner to boost them up, remind them how smart, attractive, desirable they are. And these are also people who interpret criticism as rejection or abandonment. And partners can feel like walking on eggshells, or we call these people high maintenance partners. And there's also fundamental issues about feeling imperfect as a human. And often there is lots of fight or flight, anger, fear, and other aberrant thoughts and behaviors. So we're going to deep dive when we come back and find out more about this hearing the actual voice of ego in these relationships, and also about spirituality and how it's impacted, and more and more and more with Linda and Nick when we come back. Whole new name when I put you together in a mashup. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app from iTunes, and the app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also, join us after the show on our Facebook page, Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back. Stay right there. Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Just before, we were talking about higher ego vulnerability, really pertinent, I think, some of the suggestions you're talking about and how they can show up. I would love to delve into your book because I know the way your books are written. It's incredibly illuminating. So can we hear the voice of higher ego vulnerability and perhaps what it does regarding relationships?
Certainly, and I'll be reading an excerpt that focuses on higher ego vulnerability and, in particular, the area of relationships. So this is the metaphorical voice of the ego that actually is coming through to a person, even though they're not directly aware of it. Here we go. Yeah. I have led you to all of your fear, which is the foundation upon which many of your thoughts, words, deeds, and physical symptoms have been built. Fear is present within your earthly life and has found its way into many of your relationships and activities. Your fear leads you to seek to gain distance from the imperfection and weakness within you and surrounding you. Fear is your friend, and you must cling tightly to it. Its purpose is to serve as a warning of all things large and small, from within and without, that may threaten your survival. This fear keeps you protected and can ensure your survival. You must be wary of those who surround you in your life. You must keep them at a distance from your weaknesses and imperfection, just as you strive to do for yourself. Defer to their thoughts, words, and deeds, so your weaknesses and imperfection will remain hidden. When necessary, reveal yourself only after putting great effort into hiding what is vulnerable within you. Always remain suspicious of others for their efforts to find weakness and imperfection within you. Do not let your guard down as they seek to weaken you with any evidence of vulnerability you have shown them. You must be fearful in your relationships with those who are closest to you. This fear will keep you wary of any distancing that is occurring between you and them. Fear will let you know they are leaving you, or that you are leaving them, prompting you to find the source of this distance. Fear will energize thoughts, words, and deeds you must use to narrow this distance, protecting you from the loss of these relationships. Fear must also be present within your relationship with yourself. It will help you to rid yourself of your weakness and imperfection, so you will be able to like and love yourself more, and so others will like and love you more. When vulnerable, you cannot gain acceptance from yourself and others. It makes you unsafe and unprotected, endangering your survival. Fear is the friend you must use to vanquish this enemy. Let it be your sword. And that ends the reading for Ego's Voice. Some of the themes that we had a time we could go into, it deals with ego is basically telling that person to not accept themselves as they are, that any survival within a relationship is built upon how well they can exercise the use of fear to maintain the relationship, to be suspicious of themselves or suspicious of their partner. It also is encouraging the person to hide their weaknesses to the degree that they can, and on some occasions even attack their weaknesses.
Mm.
And these are the kind of things that I often hear when I work with people in therapy, who talk about themselves and about what it's like to be them, what it's like to live in a relationship with themselves. One of the primary issues, and I remember when I was teaching, we would talk about if there was one pill I could give to people that would get rid of a lot of mental health issues, it would be a self-acceptance pill. It would be a pill that says, I can like and love me just as I am.
Wow.
And goes past any of the weaknesses, imperfections. That is such a hard issue for so many people to wrestle, to resolve. And I know where that comes from, but it's just for them really hard to get past this self-acceptance, unconditional love obstacle that's in their way, which is undermining so much of what can be available in their good relationships with people in their lives.
Well, that's tremendous. That's pretty insightful, I have to say. And I'm wondering then if, Linda, you would be willing to read The Higher Ego Vulnerability: Person Failing to Hear from the Voice of Spirit Within Relationships, or I suppose the spirit side of this.
Right. Yes, I can read an excerpt from that. Would be Spirit's Voice and how Spirit's Voice would speak to a person. Mm-hmm. In this way, and this is to assist them, to help them understand and maybe see with clarity what they need to understand about themselves. Spirit's Voice: Your existence is one of great suffering, in which you have made imperfection and weakness your enemy and fear your friend. Suffering in which you have been led to believe many earthly untruths about yourself and others. This has caused you to live at a great distance from divine truth and the divine gifts you have been given. You need not renounce your earthly imperfection and weakness to know your divine perfection and to enter the kingdom of heaven. You need only embrace divine truth and the divine gifts that have been given to you. Many illusions have led you on a journey to renounce your vulnerability and blindness to the divine perfection of your being. Each of these illusions is rooted in the fear of your vulnerability. Fear has led you to know yourself as unequal to your neighbor. It has made you feel unworthy of your neighbor or feel your neighbor is not worthy of you. It has separated you from your neighbors and made them enemies, an enemy to your earthly vulnerability. Fear has made you unequal, unworthy, and separated from yourself. It has led you to insist upon your earthly senses and beliefs as the source of all truth, earthly and divine. You have been led to fear the unknown when it lies beyond the reach of your earthly truth. Fear causes you to insist upon earthly order alone as the only foundation for your comfort and safety. Earthly order, however, does not recognize the working of divine order. There can be no safety, protection, or survival within these illusions, only the suffering you have known. The love God is exists within your being and all being. It is greater and more powerful than earthly fear. Your fear of weakness and imperfection within and beyond will dissolve when being the love God is. Experiencing yourself as this love will reveal your divine perfection and allow you to embrace your earthly imperfection and vulnerability. You will then understand the suffering that the illusions you have sought for comfort and safety have brought to you. When being the love God is, there is no purpose or place for earthly illusions brought forth from fear. And that is Spirit's voice.
I feel such a palpable energy, Linda, when you do that. I just know I go into this puddled place. So I feel sure that between your gifts, what you offer people in healing, combined with you reading the potency of those words and the energy of those words, it is like a meditation. It's so beautiful. And I love the juxtaposition of hearing Nick read how we're scrambling around here on this planet and all the ways we're actually creating separation from other people and ourselves and probably our best intentions. And then hearing the complete opposite of who we truly are. Mm-hmm. And when we reconnect with that oneness, what is truly possible?
Right. Realizing that we already are all we need to be, but it is that earthly egoic energy that prevents us from knowing this. And so when we can come in touch with it and allow ourselves to be honest with ourselves and to see, you know, how are we moving through life? Are we happy? Are we comfortable? Are we anxious? Are we fearful? And if we're anxious and fearful, then we need to take a look at this energy that we're living through so that we can understand more about it and see what we can do to help heal so that we can live the life that we're deserving of.
Mm. You know, one of the tragedies that I've recognized at times is how people catch on to this much later in their life than sooner. You know, like a parent who realizes how much they missed in the relationship with their son or daughter.
Yeah.
By overdoing this business about maybe achievement in ways that wasn't helpful or being critical in ways that were actually destructive. And it was, some of this was their own issue, that they wanted their son or daughter to be the fruition of what they couldn't be. Mm. And how that was damaging to their son or daughter, and it's when they became adults in their 30s and 40s, I'm talking about their adult child, that they realized how much they missed, how much their parents missed them because of their own parents' unrecognized issues regarding their own vulnerability. And unfortunately, sometimes that gets transferred when parents are very critical to their children, and the children grow up to be critical of themselves and have a poor relationship or a weak relationship with themselves. It's like an echo of the past, only the past has now been brought into the future. And I've seen so many people in therapy who have had parents, maybe they were authoritarians, who were very, you know, critical, judgmental, one-way communication parents, very cold in the way they related, that created this.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Resonating here. So we're going to take a break now. And I think when we come back, what I really want to explore is this word vulnerability, because that's what's standing out to me. To me, it seems like an incredibly healing thing. And yet, gosh, what we do with it. So let's find out more from the experts when we come back. This is Dare to Dream. Stay right there. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. At directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to MyBestsellerBook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today.
U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. And Linda and Nick, as promised, I really want to explore. We don't have a lot of time, so we'll do this quickly. But the idea of vulnerability, so this has come up quite a bit through this. And I just want to flesh this out in regards to higher ego vulnerability. How can vulnerability actually be used? It's actually this incredibly beautiful softness of who we are. It's the rawness, the transparency, the beauty in a way that lets people in. But it's not something that's readily embraced in our society, which is difficult, I think, then to operate from that place. I'd like to get your perspective on that.
Right. When you think of vulnerability, like you said, it's a beautiful softness and energy that we all have within us. But let's take a look at our own childhood, for example. You know, how many times did you cry as a child and you were told not to cry? You know, how many times did, you know, as a little child, you might have acted out because you didn't know a better way to communicate and you were either punished for it or told not to do so? So part of you know, what we were taught in our society is, you know, this ability to be okay with expressing ourselves, to be vulnerable with expressing ourselves. And, you know, we're taught not to be vulnerable as children, you know, especially little boys. You know, how many little boys were told, boys don't cry? And so, you know, this is something that hopefully we are changing in our society, but it has been something that has been there. And we need to look at maybe where it came from so that we don't have to continue to live through that pattern over and over again, and understand that vulnerability is truly strength that we can, you know, find and express within ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And just to add on to what Linda's saying, and I remember the book Ego Therapy talking about the boomer generation in our group and that John Wayne kind of mentality, which is in some respects destructive to a lot of males that often created distance from their humanity, from their sensitivity, from their ability to embrace the usage at the appropriate times, their emotions to express themselves. And you see, the only safe emotion for many males at times, I think, is anger rather than, you know, a healthy sadness or a healthy anger, anxiety, I'm sorry, or even healthy anger at times that can be expressed in appropriate times. And so when we reject our vulnerability and when those messages in media, which can be very powerful, tall, silent type or, you know, strong, silent type, they were really saying it's not okay to be, you know, express your feelings. And that's that creates distance from our humanity and our sensitivity and the wonderful things that life has to offer. One of the additional things I'll just mention is emotion's an important thing. It's a good thing. It's a great thing, and I think that's one of the reasons why, generally speaking, women as a gender have fewer health risks on the whole than males do, because they have a channel more readily available. Historically, they had been socialized to have a channel that allows them to express themselves emotionally, whereas males weren't given that channel. They were actually blocked. They had to kind of keep it inside. And I guess whenever I think of one last thought relating to this is, the more anger I see being expressed by a male, the more fear is really going on inside of him or her.
For sure.
I'm so curious, because you are very inspiring. You have this long-term successful marriage. You've raised three daughters. You also do some of your business together. So you've navigated a lot in your life. And then you're professionals in different realms of healing and working for people. How have you used this ego and vulnerability and spirit, all of it or any of it, how have you used it to have such great success in your marriage?
That's a good question. Do you want to take that first?
I know that we've used it. I'm trying to think in specifics of just how that's come about. I think, you know, the acceptance of each other has been a core part of that. We have been trying to change each other. We have certainly informed each other of our interests and desires, and because Linda was, I think I was a high ego vulnerability person in my 20s and early 30s, and I think Linda was a low ego, normal ego vulnerability person, and I was very emotional, and I think she was more emotionless. Mm-hmm. And I think we just came to understanding each of us ourselves and encouraging each other, supporting each other. I mean, that's not, those are a lot of things people say. I'm just trying to get to what, boy, this is a,
well, how about you, Linda?
Because
I love this, she said, she said. I find it fascinating. What is your perspective on this?
Yeah, I think, you know, Nick is certainly right. You know, we've learned that we cannot change each other. I mean, of course, you know, early on in the years, you're still learning about who you are, you know, let alone trying to live with another person in peace, you know. So there is a lot of growth, and it's kind of like, if you want to keep the marriage going, you really have to learn to be vulnerable. You have to learn that it's okay to let this other person be who they are. You don't have to change them. You can accept them. And, you know, it is learning to love your own vulnerability and your own faults as well as your partner's, you know, without the need to make everything perfect in that respect.
Real quickly, going back to the very beginning of our relationship, one of the reasons that I came to feel that Linda was the right person for my life was that I found she was somebody I could laugh with and somebody I could cry with. And it was that simple. It was just, okay, we're in a place where I found this person who's willing to do that. The other thing that I remember, it's in one of our books, in the title of the chapter is, You Are Mr. or Miss Right. And what that means is, within yourself, you do have amazing qualities, characteristics, the love, life, and energy God is. And when you can be that, and when you can live that as much as possible, that's a very powerful, magnetic influence on a relationship. You are at peace with yourself, with the world, and in the people in your life. You are coming from a place of love rather than fear. You're free of inappropriate expectations. And there's many other things we talk about, but it's just that sort of quality really is like glue that kind of cements the relationship and lets you to grow the relationship and build it, because you didn't find Mr. or Mrs. Right. You helped work and build that together with each other.
But we also went through healing. We both went through a healing process, you know, along the way of discovering who we were, what we needed to do, what we needed to heal. And so it's allowing yourself to be honest enough with yourself and go through that healing process to feel that peace within yourself. And once you feel that peace within yourself, you can be at peace with anybody or anything.
Mm, beautiful. My gosh, thanks for sharing that. It really is inspiring. And I like the tenets and actually the ease you're talking about, but it is more about self-focus than other focus and allowing the other to be as is. There is no changing one another, but still there are those conversations when need be. And so here we are at the end. I love talking to you guys so much. And
we love talking to you.
Oh, thank you. And I know the audience gets so much out of this. It's transformative from the beginning of the hour to the end, and what has transpired and been shared. Just one line or two, anything you want to share at the end?
Well, you know, we are grateful for this time with you. And, you know, being that we are talking about higher ego vulnerability today, there is a meditation to help heal higher ego vulnerability on our website, egoandspirit.info, as well as five other meditations for the egoic energy. And, you know, this is our message to the world together, you know, writing our books and helping people to understand in a more in-depth way who they are, what they can learn about themselves, and how they can heal what needs to be healed. Because everybody is deserving of living the best version of themselves in this life.
Yeah.
Everybody is deserving of living a life of joy.
Yes. Thank you so much, Linda and Nick, for being with us again on Dare to Dream, and you can expect them in the future. Learn more about them and get that beautiful meditation Linda just recommended at egoandspirit.info. And I end today's show with this quote: silence and smile are two powerful tools. Smile is the way to solve many problems, and silence is the way to avoid many problems. In the next weeks, the guests coming on Dare to Dream are Mas Sajati. You're going to want to call in because he does in real-time healings. Powerful Stephen Coutts, who's going to be doing mirror readings for listeners, and Allison Armstrong, who is the relationship and love expert. You can subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. Thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.